This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. I feel like we should save the clips. And Matt Rhule is on time with his press conference, so a loaded hour, too. We got stuff off the text line. But I want to talk about how I went 4-1 on my picks.
All right.
Which puts me, what, at 4-6 on the season, so I'm still under 500. But I went 4-1, right? Where'd you go?
3-2.
Oh, because you picked a lot of games opposite of me.
Yeah, I did pick a few of them.
What games did you get right and wrong?
So I got Oklahoma over Michigan. I picked Nebraska to cover the spread. I picked Iowa. Iowa State got the win. I picked Kansas. Missouri got the win. Ooh. But I did pick UNLV, upsetting UCLA.
Nice. Wow, UCLA really is bad this year.
Yes.
Really. What was the one before Iowa State or slightly after? Oh, what was the final score of Missouri-Kansas?
I think it was like 42-31, somewhere around there.
Because it was 35-31 the last time I saw, and then I went on the field at Memorial getting ready for the Akron game. So yeah. That was the final. Okay. All right, so which game, because I got all of them right except one game. Which game did I get wrong?
You had belief in Nico. Shouldn't have had belief in Nico. UCLA.
I didn't have belief in Nico. I just, I was wrong. But I got the rest right.
Yeah.
So that means I got Oklahoma over Michigan, Iowa State over Iowa, Nebraska to cover. What game am I missing there?
Missouri over Kansas.
You want to know why I took Missouri over Kansas?
SEC?
Yeah. I felt guilty when I did it. I feel terrible as a human being now. But I was like, Big 12 versus SEC. Now, if it was Big 10 SEC, I'm going Big 10. But I was like, Big 12, this isn't basketball. I'm going SEC. Hey, it worked out for me.
Yeah.
All right. Give me one thing off the text line before we go to break here, and then we hit up a loaded hour two.
5011 says, Adam, how do you feel about our defensive backs? A lot of catchable passes were just dropped by Akron while we acted like we were doing well. I can't repeat that, but looked a lot like Akron was a step ahead of our guys. Thanks. Did you notice that at all?
I noticed drop passes, but again, like, he didn't even complete 40% of his passes, did he?
7-21, so 33.
Like, so if they had, let's be generous, say they had 3 drop passes, that's still 10 out of 21. That's less than 50%. So for me, I'm not uber concerned about our secondary right now. Again, we're allowing on the year as a whole, 46% completion rate. That is insane. Not something we're going to maintain. I hope we do. Just not realistic. We gave up 69 yards passing to Sorsby in Cincinnati. He had 333 on Saturday, albeit to Bowling Green. He had almost 400 yards of total offense, and I think it was 170 on Saturday, 175 versus us. Now, again, that's Bowling Green to Nebraska. And 2.8 yards per pass attempt is what we're allowing. We're number 2 in the entire country in pass defense. So for me, our secondary, you can always get better. And yes, they did have a couple drops, but that's not one of my concerns. Like defensively, we finally got our first sack of the year deep in the fourth quarter, and not everything revolves around sacks. Like if they pass 40 times a game and you get 4 sacks, that's a good sack game. But that's a terrible pressure percentage rate. So how many times are you hitting him? How many times are you knocking him down? How many times are you batting the ball down? So our overall amount of times that we pressure the quarterback, I'd like to see increase a little bit. We did have 9 TFLs on Saturday, which is significantly better than 2. Obviously, Akron probably not as good as Cincinnati. For me, it's pressuring the quarterback and consistently stopping the run. We've had 6 players in our first 2 games that are averaging 5 yards a carry or better against us. Only one against Akron. Okay. So there are certain things that we have just done really well in 2 games. There are certain things that looks exponentially better in game 2 than game 1. There are certain things, we're still 2 games into the season, so I'm going to shock you with this. Still things we need to work on, right? And that's not a terrible thing. That's perfectly normal. Just want to keep seeing improvement in those areas. Pass defense, I feel fine with. What about you, Jake, before we hit the break?
Yeah. I mean, it's like you said, like number 2 in the nation right now. Still haven't allowed, 70 yards through the air. There's always going to be, human error involved, and there's going to be a few plays or maybe a player even that you could pick out and say, well, he could have done better. But I'll bring up the word again. I'm pretty ecstatic about this pass defense. Remember, John Butler is a secondary coach at heart. So, I know that the secondary didn't maybe play as well last year under his guidance. Maybe he was brought in like in the summer. than the previous year. But I think we might start to kind of reap the benefits of that. Remember, kind of the same way for Pelini for all those years. He was a good coach as far as bringing the secondary along. So hopefully we can get back to that.
All right. We got more fan questions, Matt Rhule presser, clips, and we're going to talk about that stuff for about 2 minutes and 58 minutes on how good I did at my picks. Does that sound fair? I'm still not even 500. I'm 4-6 on the year after going 4-1. What a bounce back weekend, though. Don't go anywhere. What'd you say?
I said you needed it.
My wife was making fun of me after week one. I was like, oh, that's bad. All right. Hey, redemption. Redemption comes to those who wait. All right. Don't go anywhere. Hour two when we come back.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.